Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the JSE announcement regarding the acquisition of Link SA. All participants will be in listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity to ask questions later during the conference. If you should need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero. Please note that this call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Nikki Newton-King. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, and good afternoon, everybody. I'm delighted that you've joined us. I just want to say I'm joined by our CFO, Archie Takkerdoen, well known to you, who's on the other line in Cape Town, and my executive colleague, Donna Nema, who heads capital markets, and a couple of our other colleagues who've been involved in this transaction for us over the last number of months. So I know you've had a chance to read the SENS announcement, but let me start by just outlining what Link is and why it is important to us. Link is South Africa's second largest share registry. It provides share registry services, custody, and investor services all in South Africa. I think many of you will know Link as the company secretary to six out of the top 40 companies and a whole host of other companies. It has 20% of the South African market share. But in essence, what a share registry business does is it maintains a shareholder register. That's its core business. So it keeps the record of issuers, shareholders, and it supports those issuers in servicing those shareholders. It provides, therefore, meeting services for the issuers, AGMs, and the like. In Link's case, it actually outsources that to a third party. But as you know, we have an empowerment relationship with our own meeting services provided, TMS, and so clearly we would expect to be able to have that service utilized by Link going forward. Link makes most of its revenues through annuity income through servicing the share registers, and then it has a corporate action activity depending on what companies are doing, which it then charges on an ad hoc basis depending on the nature of the corporate action. Neither its annuity revenue nor its corporate action revenue are related in any manner to transactions executed on the JSE, so you can see why this is a particularly interesting transaction for us in that it extends the stickiness and relationship that we have with our issuers, but takes us out of, firstly, transaction-dependent revenue, and secondly, into the space of a significant annuity revenue down the value chain. There are additional specialist functions that registry businesses provide, like the management of share plans, the running of a CSDP, and all of those Link has elements of which we will build on through this transaction. Link's major customers known to you include Naspers, Old Mutual, Nedbank, obviously Quilter following the Old Mutual split. It has recently gained Sasol and Sasol's BEE scheme, and obviously Barloworld is one of their major clients as well. Through these relationships, Link has the shareholder records of more than a million South Africans. And for us, this represents the starting point for being able to put on top of the registry business the potential of properly communicating with those retail shareholders and, of course, the potential of a share trading environment, a retail-focused share trading environment. That is not part of Link's current service offering. But if you stand back, Link relative to its competition in this environment, really its major competitor is Computershare, but Link is a level 2 BEE rated a registry business, and that is significantly better than Computershare. It also offers a very solid offering at very reasonable prices. So what is this transaction? The transaction has us acquiring just under 75% of Link Market Services South Africa, that's the South African business, from Link Market Services Limited, which is the Australian parent. Now, Link Australia, which is the parent, has significant registry businesses around the world. It has just acquired the largest registry business in the UK and is therefore wanting to make sure that its business on the African continent, which it executes through Link South Africa, is focused on by somebody who has the attention, the time and effort to give it that attention. And so hence it was a willing seller to us. The minority partner in Link South Africa is a BEE consortium anchored by the CEO, Iqbal Harness, who is well known in the registry business, and Dirk Ackerman, who many of you will know is Exponential Data and now IQ Business. They are the BEE partners. They are staying in as we work together to grow this business. We have paid just under 225 million rand, or we will be paying just under 225 million rand in cash from our reserves for this business. And I want to make the point that, and some of you have already pinged us this morning, so thank you for that, that the valuation of this business has been confirmed to us independently. It exceeds our weighted average cost of capital, which is 13%. It exceeds, let me put it this way, it is within our return on equity targets for our long-term incentive scheme. It is at a PE significantly below the JSE's current PE of nearly 14. So we think on every metric, including, of course, the fact that it will add nearly 6% on revenue to the JSE, that is without us growing this business, just as is. We think that this is a good transaction for the group to look at all. Just to deal with the main terms, the CEO obviously has a long history in the business, and he is committed to being with the business at least 2 years. He's just about 60 years old, so he was always going to want to have some way of transitioning. We have a very clear transition plan with him. He has approximately 160 staff, of which just over half are permanent. We would envisage that those staff move to our offices as soon as we are able to secure the termination of their current lease, so that we can lock in both the cost savings from the rental and also start to build the real one JSE culture that we want to build. There are very strong legal frameworks here. All the indemnities for tax compliance, etc. We have the IP acquired in the actual software that is used to run this business. That IP we have acquired, and we will therefore run in South Africa in due course once the transaction is closed. The regulatory approvals in this particular case are actually extremely simple, in fact requiring Competition Commission approval because of the size of the transaction. We have completed all the competition prep work. We'll file that application in a couple of days' time. It will take 60 business days to complete, but there is nothing in that application that we believe creates a concern at all from a competition perspective. I can't speak for whether or not the competitors might not attempt to suggest that there are issues, but there is nothing in our analysis of the competition legislation which would create concern at all. So we would expect in sum the completion date to be the end of December. We are working flat out from now to make sure that all the relevant things that go into implementing a transaction once you've announced it are done. Before closing and allowing you some questions, I wanted to indicate just how close this is aligned to our strategic priorities. Firstly, as you know, we are on this strong path to be the best global platform in emerging markets. And that means, firstly, that we want to operate to global standards, the most trusted, stable, robust, and competitive market infrastructure. What this has done is allowed us to get quick access to a very stable business as opposed to starting the service offering organically. And we think that that then gives us the possibility of building substantial market share given our very close relationship with our issuers in any event. The technology platform, which we have acquired as well, as I've said, gives us the opportunity to now start to customize that and to build it as for the things that we want to build in future for our clients at a very at a relatively low cost, and certainly without worrying about any potential transfer pricing that typically happens in when you have a global partner or major shareholder. It obviously gives both their staff and our staff opportunities to grow. Link will be operated as a completely separate company from the JSE, although we will have a very strong link from the JSE to Link in the sense of A, facilities, B, marketing expertise, C, all the legal, IT, and human resource capabilities will be provided by the JSE. Once again, at a much lower cost than Link is currently able to secure from its current controlling shareholder. It does give us an opportunity to grow across our value chain. We have talked at length over the last while about our desire to find opportunities outside our transactional space. We think that this really demonstrates that there is blue sky outside our typical trading space. And as I've indicated before, is revenue and profit accretive to the JSE. In the long run, though, and this is really the part that, apart from just making sure that Link services more of our issuers, is so exciting for us, it enables an extensive shareholder engagement with our trading environment. And so we will start to now look at how we can use the access to the clients, the retail clients, to really start to build a much more engaged retail client base and potentially even a retail trading offering. It's interesting, you know, how putting clients at the center of everything is everybody's buzzword at the moment. But this particular idea was essentially put to us by our issuer clients, indicating that it is actually quite tricky for them to navigate the listed environment. It's difficult to communicate electronically with their clients. It is, and to have multiple service providers makes it quite expensive. We have the opportunity here to essentially create a one-stop shop for our issuers in relation to their compliance as issuers with both the Companies Act and the various things that you need to do in order to get, for instance, through your corporate actions to your dividends and so on. So we're very excited about essentially being able to demonstrate a response to clients in a manner that is a very compelling business case for us. But what you will see as we start to roll out the various services we can put on top of this, a strong electronic communication service for issuers to interact with their investors. We call it an electronic mailbox. And then thereafter, the opportunity to enable those investors to trade extremely cost-effectively on the JSE. So overall, not only the financials, but also the strategic positioning of this deal, we think really helps take us outside our core proposition, but in a manner that adds incrementally, but meaningfully to our business, and will help us build muscle as we look at other acquisitions in due course. So let me stop there. See if there are any questions. I have tried to hit to address the two or three questions that were pinged to us by mail. But I'm obviously very willing to address any other questions that anybody may have. So over to the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if anyone would like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then 1 on a touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may press star and then 2 to remove yourself from the question queue. If anyone would like to ask a question, please press star and then 1. We have a question from Sumesh Chetty of Investec.
Hi, Nikki. I'm not sure if you can help us with any guidance. I've got 3 very quick questions. any guidance you can give us on top-line growth for Link SA. Historic is obviously fine. If you're taking on any debt that exists within Link SA, and your return on investment guidance, is that related to the price you're paying for Link SA or the NAV of Link SA? Thank you.
Just confirming,
I got the question. Let me just answer that question. The first point, Sumesh, is that Link's growth has accelerated in the last 2 years, given their acquisition of the Old Mutual Quilter business and Sasol in particular, and of course, an Aspas corporate action is a material event. Let me just go back to your first question. I can't give you guidance on their actual, shall we say, 5-year CAGR growth. I just want to make sure that I can't give you guidance on their 5-year CAGR growth, but I can indicate that the growth has significantly accelerated in the last, couple of years. And then on ROI, it's based on an EBIT, our assessment of the EBITDA. So, and our projection on that, of the growth on the projection of that. And Sumesh, you had a second question between those that I didn't note. Sorry.
Related to the debt on the balance sheet.
Noah, we are taking a clean balance sheet. No debt, no cash.
Sorry, Nikki, just on that ROI, I was less concerned about the numerator and more concerned about the denominator. Were you looking at the NAV of the business or the purchase price?
Purchase price.
The purchase price.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you.
But you've got the point. No debt, no cash.
Perfect. Thank you.
Our next question is from Franca Di Silvestro of Titanium Capital.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the call. An observation, I guess. Are you not concerned that this is long-term going to take you directly into competition with your current customers? How do you see this playing out in terms of the retail space? Do you feel this is inevitable long-term in any event and you're not that concerned about it?
So a couple of things. Firstly, there are many customers in our ecosystem. The first is we are deeply solving for a core portion of our customers. Basically, the issue is here by offering services in the space that is what they are wanting, our one-stop shop. So we're quite happy about servicing the issuers through this in a better manner than they are currently being serviced. The retail guys, let's see how that model evolves. But ultimately, the truth of the matter is that retail investment in this country is very badly underserved, true retail investment. Almost no one wants to deal with the BEE schemes. Almost no one wants to deal with the really small investors. And so exactly how we do it, solve in phase two. The first phase of this is bed the integration down, grow the number of issuers that we are servicing through this basis.
If maybe I can just clarify my question. Are you not concerned that you're competing with your customers who have large retail brokers, your broker clients? That have a large retail base, and are you not accelerating the move to alternative exchanges for them?
No, I don't think so. Because these clients are already not serviced. These retail investors are already not serviced. They are already in CSDPs and dealt with in a global basis. They really are not serviced in their own name.
So, just to clarify, are you talking about a retail trading platform, or are you not talking about that?
Yes, over time you will. There is the possibility of overlaying here a retail trading platform, and just in the same way, over time there is that possibility. But the first, I don't want us to get confused about this. The very first phase of this is grow the current registry client business, because the Link understands that extremely well and only has 6 of the top 40 clients in that regard. Once you have all of those retail clients there, these are clients who are not currently serviced by any other of our retail brokers. The opportunity to provide those clients with a trading environment seems to us to be relatively compelling. So we don't see that is disrupting any of the current retail offerings. It is creating a platform for those clients using this particular vehicle.
Perfect. Thanks. I'll get you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, if anyone else would like to ask a question, you're welcome to press star and then one. It seems we have no further questions on the line at the moment.
Good. If there are no further questions, let me wrap up by saying I'm deeply grateful to my colleagues for working flat out to deliver the potential that we think this Blue Sky transaction will have for the business. We are looking forward to working flat out to actually get it over the line in December with all of the required approvals, etc. I certainly look forward to seeing how this transaction eventually results in a much changed environment to the JSE's current revenue pie. And I'd like to thank you all for making time for the conversation. If you have any questions of detail, you know how to get hold of Romy, and she will allocate the questions to the required cognoscentia as it requires. So thank you very much for that. And I think many of you we may be seeing at the RMB meet session in September. So that's another opportunity to discuss that face-to-face if you would like. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.